Role of ELISA in immunoassay kits in celiac disease antibody detection. Celiac disease is a chronic autoimmune disorder in which the body's immune system mistakenly attacks the small intestine. It is triggered by the consumption of gluten, a protein found in wheat, barley, and rye. The immune reaction damages the tiny finger-like projections, villi, lining the small intestine. As a result, it reduces the body's ability to absorb nutrients from food. When a person with celiac disease eats gluten, the immune system considers gluten as harmful. In response, the body produces antibodies against the enzyme tissue transglutaminase, DTG. These antibodies trigger inflammation that damages the intestinal villi. Over time, the damaged intestine can't efficiently absorb vitamins, minerals, and other nutrients. This leads to nutritional deficiencies and other health complications. Common symptoms of celiac disease are diarrhea or constipation, abdominal pain and bloating, nausea and vomiting, weight loss, excessive gas, fatigue and headache, iron deficiency anemia, osteoporosis, joint pain, dermatitis herpetiformis, delayed growth or puberty in children, infertility or recurrent miscarriages. Note: some people have asymptomatic celiac disease, where intestinal damage occurs despite having few or no noticeable symptoms. It occurs due to a combination of genetic factors, environmental triggers, immune system dysfunction. It can lead to malnutrition, osteoporosis, infertility, neurological complications, and intestinal cancer if left untreated. So, early diagnosis and proper diet management are crucial. Antibody detection is one part of that diagnostic picture, and this is where ELISA immunoassay kits for antibody detection come into play. What are ELISA immunoassay kits? ELISA stands for Enzyme-Linked Immunosorbent Assay. It is a plate-based technique used to detect and quantify specific antibodies and antigens in biological samples. It relies on antigen-antibody interactions. This technique is known for high sensitivity, high specificity, quantitative and semi-quantitative results, high throughput screening capability, standardized protocols, cost-effective testing. In celiac disease, the immune system produces autoantibodies in response to gluten exposure. So, ELISA kits are widely used in laboratories and research settings to detect and quantify celiac disease-associated antibodies. ELISA kits vary by manufacturer and their intended use. Some are validated for clinical diagnostic use, while others are labeled for research use only, RUO. Always confirm the intended use and regulatory status of a specific kit before it is used to inform patient care. What antibodies are detected using ELISA in celiac disease? Anti-tissue transglutaminase, TTG, IgA. Anti-TTG IgA is widely regarded as the primary serological marker for celiac disease, and is favored as the first-line test in several published clinical guidelines, such as those from ISPGN and the American College of Gastroenterology. Tissue transglutaminase is an enzyme involved in tissue repair. In individuals with celiac disease, the immune system mistakenly produces antibodies against this enzyme after gluten exposure. Clinicians and researchers rely on ELISA kits to detect and quantify TTG antibodies. It is a first-line screening test known for high sensitivity and specificity, and it is used across both adult and pediatric populations. As with any serological screen, a positive result is typically followed by further clinical evaluation rather than used as a standalone diagnosis. Demidated gliadin peptide, DGP, antibodies. The modified fragments of gluten are known as demidated gliadin peptide, DGP, antibodies. The body produces these proteins in response to DGP, and they act as biomarkers of celiac disease. Researchers and clinicians typically measure DGP antibody levels using ELISA kits as part of celiac disease evaluation. It is widely used for young children under 2 years of age, patients with selective IgA deficiency, cases where anti-TTG results are inconclusive. Note: both IgA and IgDGP ELISA kits are available. Anti-endomysial antibodies, EMA. Anti-endomysial antibodies, EMA, are autoantibodies of the IgA class. These are produced by the immune system in response to gluten exposure in individuals with celiac disease. They target the endomysium, the thin connective tissue layer surrounding smooth muscle fibers. EMA antibodies are reported in the literature to have very high specificity for celiac disease, though exact figures vary by study and testing method. A positive EMA test is considered a strong supporting indicator of the disease. Traditionally, EMA antibodies are detected using indirect immunofluorescence, IIF. This method needs special equipment and trained experts to read the results. In contrast, ELISA test kits are mainly used to detect anti-TTG and demidated gliadin peptide, DGP, antibodies. These tests are easier to run and can be automated, and they allow many samples to be tested at once. So, ELISA-based anti-TTG tests are usually used as the first test to screen for celiac disease, with EMA testing sometimes used afterward to further support the findings. Total IgA testing. Some individuals with celiac disease also have selective IgA deficiency. Because of this, total IgA levels are often measured alongside antibody testing. This helps determine whether IgA-based antibody tests should be used instead of IgA assays to avoid false negative results in IgA-deficient patients. It's worth noting that a positive antibody test is generally not considered sufficient on its own to confirm celiac disease. Standard clinical practice typically pairs serological testing with an intestinal biopsy to confirm villus damage, though some pediatric guidelines allow a no-biopsy pathway in specific circumstances. For example, very high antibody titers plus additional criteria. Antibody testing should be interpreted by a qualified healthcare provider as part of a broader diagnostic workup, not as a standalone diagnostic tool. The bottom line. ELISA kits play an important role in the early detection of celiac disease-associated antibodies, and their sensitivity and specificity make them a valuable tool for both clinical laboratories and biomedical research. As with any diagnostic or research tool, results should be interpreted in context, alongside other clinical findings and by qualified professionals. The overall accuracy of testing also depends on the quality of the ELISA kit used, so it's worth sourcing kits from suppliers with validated protocols and appropriate quality documentation. This article is intended for general educational and research information purposes only. It is not medical advice, and celiac disease should only be diagnosed and managed by a qualified healthcare provider.